It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
The title to this episode of our series, Experience in God, is the question, Time for God? This title contains two complex ideas we seldom think about. What is time, and who is God? As for time, do a Google search. Type in the words, what is time, hit enter, and you'll get over 25 billion hits in 0.69 seconds. But no real answers. A definition of time may elude us, but we do know a few things about it. As for God, we'll come to that a little later. This series, Experiencing God, has to do with improving our relationship with God and our experience of His gracious presence. So, here are three general observations about time and relationships, so that hopefully you can specifically apply them to your relationship with God and the time invested in that relationship. First, in general terms, if you are not spending time with someone, you are not building a relationship with that person. In the first podcast of this series titled, How's Your Relationship with God? I mentioned that many relationships weaken and crumble because we don't spend enough time with the other person. This can be due to distance, busyness, or different priorities. Whatever the reason, if people don't spend time with each other, they become detached physically and emotionally. How's your relationship with God? Is it strong and vibrant, or is it weak and distant? And is that a result of the amount of time you spend or don't spend with God? Second, spending time with someone does not necessarily mean you are building a relationship that is important. Over the years, I've noticed often that people who make the greatest demands for our time are often the people who aren't really important to our lives. For example, clients and customers make demands upon our time because they want something, not because they're enjoying or building a relationship that matters with us. Those who love you and matter most to you don't usually press you for your time. I'm thinking of your spouse, your husband or your wife, your children, your grandchildren, and your good friends. Sure, they want to spend time with you, but they don't usually demand that time from you. Be intentional about spending time with the people who are important to you. In that way, you build and enjoy valuable relationships that matter. That means also that you have to be intentional about spending time with God. Third, we only have so much time. Once it's passed, it's gone. It cannot be recovered. Eventually, the last grain of sand falls through the neck of our personal hourglasses. We know that time is a diminishing resource. We only have so much of it, so we should use it wisely. As you get older, you realize how little you may have left. One helpful booklet I commend to you is entitled Tyranny of the Urgent. It's written by Charles Hummel, H-U-M-M-E-L. Tyranny of the Urgent by Charles Hummel. How can these observations that we've just had, these three observations, help us use our time better for making our relationship with God stronger and more vital? Well, here are four positive steps I'm commending to you for growing in your relationship with God. Number one, decision. Determine if a strong, vital relationship with God matters to you. Is it something you want to experience? For me, this is a no-brainer, but I've met people who don't care or say, no, I'm not interested. If you want a more vital relationship with the one true God, you'll have to make some changes in your life, including how you use your time. But first, how about voicing your desire to enliven and strengthen your relationship with God? Make it a prayer. Say it out loud. Make it audible and see what happens. You might pray something like this, Father, I want to know you more. I acknowledge that I am not spending enough time with you and I let other things take over. Give me the heart's desire and the determination to spend more time with you. Amen. But maybe just keep going. While you're at it, you're already moving in the right direction. Number two, after decision, is reality. In my writing and speaking, I want people to get real with God. The word God is a silly putty word that people frequently use for something they've constructed that suits them. Those do-it-yourself ideas about God are usually vague projections of the people who designed them. The late Eugene Peterson put it well. He writes that the name Jesus gathers all the diffused vagueness about God into a tight, clear, light-filled focus. I like that. If you want to know the God of reality, focus on Jesus Christ. The one true God continues to reveal himself as the Lord Jesus Christ. And spend time reading the Bible carefully, intelligently, prayerfully. Ed Stetzer, in his research, notes that the greatest indicator related to spiritual growth is the quality time spent reading the Bible. Decision, reality, now number three, intention. In the last number of podcasts, we've walked through an acronym that provides a framework for growing in our relationship with God. That acronym is ALERT, A-L-E-R-T. You may want to review those posts or podcasts and be intentional about how you develop your participation in this rich relationship with God. A is for attending. Attending to God, intentionally desiring His presence and paying attention to Him. L for listening. Listening actively to God in the same way that Mary did. We read about that in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. E is for expecting God to be present with you. R for responding to God by your life and actions. If He shows you something or tells you something, respond in loving obedience. And T is for time, taking time with God. Decision, reality, intention. Now our fourth point is patience. As with other relationships, be patient. Rich, vibrant relationships grow over time. Consider keeping a journal, writing what you are learning and experiencing, recording your dialogues with God. Review your entries from time to time and let your heart and mind delight in your experience of God's companionship through the heights and the depths of daily life. If you want your relationship with God to grow and strengthen, spend time with Him.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.